And the world stopped lacking you. Hypnotic music by Aftab Darvishi, performed by the BBC singers, conducted by James Morgan. Sounds like Aftab has listened to a lot of Ligeti too. Well, from that same concert, all around the theme of refugees and freedom, here is a piece directly inspired by a refugee experience. It's by Cecilia McDowell, and I will let her explain.
Everyday Wonders, A Girl from Aleppo, is a commission from the National Children's Choir of Great Britain, and the idea has come from a book written by Christina Lamb called The Girl from Aleppo. Christina Lamb met Nujeen Mustafa, a Kurdish refugee escaping from Aleppo, and between them they co-authored this book, which came out, I think, a couple of years ago. I've been working with the librettist, Kevin Crossley-Holland, and Kevin has taken extracts from the book and he's fashioned them into a libretto. And it is a coming together of the text from the book, from Nujeen's book, from Christina Lamb's book, and he has given it structure and shape. The idiom of the violin writing I have tried to make as Middle Eastern as possible, so using some of the modes from Middle East. The piano accompaniment right at the outset I have made, I hope, to sound like a cembalom or a hammered dulcimer. And of course a hammered dulcimer is an instrument that is used from the Middle East into Middle Europe and beyond. Now, the significance of all that is that this journey that was taken by Nujeen and her sister Nazreen from Aleppo was 3,500 miles, crossing 7 countries, and the most remarkable aspect of it is Nujeen is in a wheelchair. She has cerebral palsy. So it's a story, too, of great hope, of optimism, because it ends joyfully in Germany, and she's obviously so delighted to be there. So altogether, an extraordinary journey.